13th parak of Kalim, 4th mission. Hagreifa shenitlo kapa tmeya b'nei shehi kekurun as divi Rabbi Meir. The greifa is like a little rake which is used to get the ashes out of the old-fashioned ovens. When this kaf was removed, which was the part that was used for that purpose, it's still tummy because its handle was there, and the handle was also like some type of cornice, some other kli that you could use it to crush a crushing implement. So this is a continuation of the same line of the previous Mishnahs, but here's a more of a chiddush, because the other cases it had two equal uses. So if one broke, the other one's still intact. Here, the primary use broke, and therefore, even though Ramei says it's tummy, since the secondary use remains, chachom metarim, they're metar, because they say when the ikar is bottom, then the whole thing is tahar. Megira, shenitla, shinea, achzim bentayim. Megira is a saw, and the saw is made of like little teeth coming out. The cutting. So if every second one was missing, it's tahoyah. If there's a certain amount that wasn't still intact and usable, or is it a few of these teeth together? And there's a separation between the second finger and the third, the finger next to the thumb and the finger after that. If you spread them apart, that distance. This is Mali Sit. So if you have that amount of blade that is usable, it's still Tmeya. A matzod is a plane. Ba'izmel is another type of knife. These are all different kalim for cutting wood or other things. The matzod is for wood. The izmel is for making brismila. Mavselis is... Yeah, I should really do that over because Marcellus is a plane.